Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seven Bay Area counties and the city of Berkeley today adopting recommendations that all people, regardless of vaccination status, begin wearing masks again in most indoor settings. So, Phil, short of a mandate, how likely are people to actually follow these new old rules?
That's a good question, and it remains to be seen, because basically what the health officials are doing is they're not mandating, okay? That was the big question that they were going back and forth with as this variant virus continues to flourish, especially among the non-vaccinated. Mandate, you got to do it, and you got to enforce it, and you got to make a show of it. Recommend, strongly recommend. Okay, that's just what it is. It's not saying it's at that level. They're not saying it won't get there in the next couple of weeks because this Delta variant is spreading at a rate, they said 1.55. They've never seen it that high. But they're not basing it on how many people are getting infected or even coming down with the strain of COVID, but on hospitalizations. And so far, they haven't seen the numbers, but the projections could show that intensive care by the unvaccinated who get this and get walloped by it could rise. And at that time, we're going to be going to mandate it and then some.
It's very confusing for people, and it's also exhausting. It's just as I still have my mask. I carry it at the bottom of my purse. I could probably find it. I probably have one in the glove box. But it's like, oh, we got to put them back on again.
Right, and you've been vaccinated, and that's one of the key differences. I mean, the governor, if you've noticed, hasn't put out a statement. He's left it to the health department. He doesn't want to be the one that's saying, you know, what, it was just a month ago in June 14th, we unmasked, had the great opening and a roaring back. Well, it's kind of hard to really hear the roar if it's coming through a mask, and it's not necessarily the visual you want or the message they want sent. What they really want is people who are unvaccinated to get out and get vaccinated so that this doesn't continue on for weeks or even months, this sort of floating around of the virulent strains. If you're vaccinated, you could get the virus, but it's going to be a cold as opposed to possibly a catastrophe. So that's what they're pushing for. The rest of us, yes, there's no way to see who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. So, Margie, as long as that question's out there, you better keep the mask in your purse, especially if you're going to bigger events. And I'll tell you right now that the convention business, for example, would not want a mandated mask thing, because if you, let's say, they've got two conventions by medical people, for example, booked in San Francisco in September, everybody as a condition has to be vaccinated to arrive here. And when they get here, I don't think the last thing they're going to want to do is be told to put on a mask on top of that. So it's a thin line between being overbearing and trying to get the message out. And that's what it is. We're in the message stage, not the mandate, but the mandate could be around the corner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.